Romans 12:11. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Right, good morning, everyone. Since you say I'm a soldier, I must talk like soldier lah. Oi, huh? I know I only speak to so many people, but in army, yeah, I stand in front, I'm speaking to 300-400 soldiers, so you got to be loud, and we don't speak in an enclosed place. We stand outside in the hot sun, and we speak, so we got loud voices. And of course, you know my background too, I was a school teacher as well, and we all school teacher, we talk all the time, that's why our voices also have to be loud, because while we are talking, the students are also talking at the same time, okay? Yeah. Right, turn to your neighbor, ask your neighbor, are you going far? Ask your neighbor. We all Singaporeans, when we say going far, we all think we are far. You know, I'm East Coast. I'm saying it East Coast. So you ask me, hey, Elder Jeff, go and preach in Woodland. I preach in Woodland during Christmas Day. Woodland, from my house, East Coast, I drive all the way. Are you? And I say, very far, very far. Then I talk to my friend who stays in Johor. He said, Jeff, you have no idea what far is. In Johor, far means really far. Then me KK, I'm a Satyam Cheng, 3 hours. Here we all half an hour, very far. So you have no idea what far is, because we're a small island, we think we are traveling far, but we are not. But I think going far is very important. We cannot be stagnant and be able to, I move forward. Excuse me, oi. You stand there, you got to move one step. Mao Zedong say, 1,000 miles, you must take one step first. You take one step, you go 1,000 miles. So today, Pastor said, I have been invited to speak because today your topic is on an army, right? So last week, you all talked about the family, F, family, that we need to have love for one another, okay? Now turn to your neighbor, but don't turn to your neighbor's wife. Tell your neighbor, say, I love you. Tell your neighbor. Hey, don't tell your neighbor's wife. After that, siopha, I tell you. Don't say, I love you to the wrong. But we all love each other. Not that, many kind of love. Hey, God, first kind of love is romantic love. You love me, I love you. You know, that's a romantic love. Then there's another kind of love, and it's self-love. Siokaki, you love yourself. Then you got another love. You got the kinship love. Kinship love. You love your sister love you. Parents love children, children love parents. That's kinship love. Then we all have another friendship love. Friendship love. Some of you love your friend. And some of you actually love your friend more than your sister or brother. Serious. So we got another kind of love. But the best love of all is agape love. Agape love is God's love for us. Without condition. Normally, in romantic love is, you love me, I love you. You don't love me, I don't love you. You know, that's called romantic love. And as you all know, I'm a solemnizer. I solemnize wedding. And I see the couple face each other. And I say, you may now unveil and kiss the bride. For some of them kiss in long time, you know. In Paisi, you know, I stand there. I say, hey, excuse me, you got a whole life to kiss each other, are we? But then after 5 years, I don't know whether they are as close or not. Whether they are as close or not. I don't know. It's all wears off. But agape love, unconditional love. So, but you will love each other as brothers and sisters in Christ. Because we are all what? One big family. And as I look at all of you here, I say this is a family church. We got seniors, and we got young people, we got children. This is a family church. So when you talk about family, and it's so wonderful to go to church as a family. And family are very important unit in our life. And we are all in the family of God. We have been adopted into God's family. Why? Through faith in our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So now we can call God our Laope, our Abba, our Father. And we are His what? Children. So we are God's family, the larger family of Christ. I'm from another church, but you are all believers. I'm a believer. We are all God's family. So this is an important concept, the F we are talking about. So let's pray and ask God to bless us as we hear His message today. Lord, we just come before You. We thank You that the Lord, the Praise EFC, has adopted the theme for the new year, 2026. And that is going farther to go. As salt and light, Lord, that we are to live our lives on this earth, Lord, as salt and light for You. And I pray and thank You, Lord, for this vision You've given to Pastor and to come up with this theme. And we know, Lord, that truly it is from You. Everything Praise EFC do is from You. And so we pray that we will continue this church to be united, to love one another. This week, Lord, I pray that even as I'm sent here, Lord, representing the second topic, and that is that we are an army ready to serve the master and the mission. I pray, Father, that You'll use me to be Your servant, to convey Your word, and that truly, Lord, those who hear will not be hearers of Your words only, but Your Holy Spirit will touch us, and Lord, that we will be obedient, that we will practice and apply the thing we learned today in our life as we walk this earth with You. We pray and commit ourselves to You, remove all the distraction, prepare our hearts to receive Your word, and Your word will stay in us, and we will practice them, Lord, in the days to come. We pray and commit this time to You and our attention to You in Jesus' name. And God's people say, amen, amen. So that's the reason why I wear green today. I was looking at my cupboard, they said, "What's your army there?" Actually, I was trying to wear my army uniform today, serious. Yeah, but I retired nearly sancap ni leo. I don't know where my uniform is. But I think I can still wear, you know, because I'm still like that. No change. So I think when we shifted house and all that, I think the uniform all threw away. You know? But but it is very, very important that we understand that we are all Christian soldiers. Turn to your neighbor, say, "You are the Christian soldier." Tell your neighbor. We are all soldiers. I know we cannot do national service, the guys here. But ladies, they have been talking about women in the army for a long time. They say, not enough men, not enough production. Chaba also bring them in the army. So we've been talking, but nothing happened. I don't know whether it is something that will come true one of these days. But but people need to get married and produce more sons. Okay? Now turn to your neighbor, tell your neighbor, say, "Must get married." Tell your neighbor. Try kawin. Some of you say, "Well, my, even I get married, I have dog. Don't want to have children." Oh, chin set, man, I tell you. But my thank God for my Lao Pei, my father. He and my mother gave birth to 5 sons. And all of us do national service. We all very loyal people. Shall we all stand up and sing Majulah Singapura? Yeah, I tell you, it's so important that we are all an army of God. And when we are in the army, that will commander, our commander. Commander is like our master. Our life is in His hands. So when we go to war, thank God we didn't have to go to war. But when you go to war, the officer, the captain who is in charge of us says, "Charge!" We all will have to charge. But you can't, you don't want to charge. Very simple. We all officers don't carry revolver gun on here. The moment you say, "Charge," you don't charge, only the officer take revolver, shoot you first. Da-bang. Why? Because the soldier doesn't obey and charge, and he run backwards, he will make the rest also go stun. So he will shoot. That's why we all carry revolver. Oh, like that, huh? Yeah, kalau kau. Shoot kaki lang, So when we are in the army, when the order is given by the commander, we charge. So we very important as soldiers for God, for Christ, that every one of us know we serve a master, and then we have a mission. So I want to say how important that we, as we serve God, as we serve our Lord Jesus Christ, as his soldier, we need to remember who is our master and what is our mission. Next week, we are going to cover R, our refuge, which we'll cover later, in another week. But this week, I'll be talking to you today mostly about us who are soldiers of the Lord. We are in the army. At the end of my sermon, we will be singing the famous hymn, is Onward Christian Soldiers. Have you heard of Onward Christian Soldiers? Onward Christian Soldiers, marching as to war, you know? And we will be singing that as a closure of my sermon to remind all of us, we are all Christian soldiers. And the words of the song, for example, it says here in verse 1, Onward Christian Soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ, our royal master, leads against the foe, the enemy, forward into battle, going on before. Let his banners go. Okay? So, another verse says here, like a mighty army, mighty army moved the church of God. Brothers, we are treading where the saints have trod. We are not divided, all the body we. We are one in hope, doctrine, and one in unity. So we are all united in unity, in one body, in unity. And as again, reinforces the message last week about loving one another. Unity and love goes together. So that's how we serve. So we are as a unit. Of course, we are in the SAF, we've got the Army, Navy, Air Force. But we work together. In war, the army just don't fight on its own. We need air cover, we need our plane, fighter planes. We need our navy for transport and all. So we work together as a team. So with this in mind, we must know that every one of us, God has given us special gifts, spiritual gifts. And each one of us is to use our gifts to be used for God's army. So let's talk about the first thing, and that is our master. Who do we serve? Now, in in Hebrew, the word master is Adonai. Jesus is our Adonai, our master. It's signifying that we acknowledge the supreme authority of Jesus, his ownership of us, and that he has a rightful command over our lives. And it calls for what? It calls for total obedience. It calls for total surrender. And also trust in him as our provider, protector, and also as our king. And this is something very important. He is like the captain of our destiny. And we all surrender everything to him. Frankly, I tell you, in the army, if really war goes out, whether we live or die depends on our captain. If you've got a lawyer captain, useless captain, we all will die. So we need to have a very good leader, Zhou Tao. We need to have a good commander. And we know we have the best. Jesus himself is our commander. So we can trust that we can surrender our lives completely to him. And when we do that, God can use us. God says, where are you? He says, here I am, Lord. I think it is something so very, very important. And one of the things I learned about obedience is that we are willing to put aside our comfort, we are willing to put aside our inconvenience to serve the Lord, to serve our master. Some of you have had a little idea about master because you got mates at home, right? You got mates at home. And you give an order for the mate to do something. He says, yes, ma'am. Okay, ma'am. Can, ma'am. You know? They take your orders. But you are a bad master, they all suffer. You know stories of bad masters where the mate actually died because not enough food, treat like a dog. You know, I've got human beings like that. But Jesus is a different kind of master. He's our Lord and our master. He loves us. And so, very important, Jesus, who is an Adonai, he's our master. He is our sovereign. He's our authority. He is our authority. And then he has a relationship. A commander must have a relationship with his soldiers. He will know which soldier can do what. Some soldiers, their eyes are so good, they can be a good sniper. Some soldiers are very good, they're strong and healthy. Physically, they are strong. So the heavy things all, you let the strong soldiers do it, you know. Some soldiers can run very fast. They got, so every one of us, the commander knows us. Jesus, our master, knows us. Who can do what? He will not put you in a position where he knows you cannot do, and he purposely put you there. But of course, if he do that, it means I will help you. I will give, like Moses said, "What will you come with? I don't know." God says, "I will help you. Your brother Aaron will help you." But really, at the end of the day, God will use all of us. All he needs from us, our master, he needs our submission and he needs our obedience. We obey. We just do. I have to obey. I'm a teacher. What's the kache? What's the teacher? I've never been in an army. I don't know anything. And then they call me for national service. What jichap san hui? I'm 23 years old already. Ask me to be a soldier. Huh? I said, a teacher. Yeah, you know, you teacher, but we need you. Huh? Why? To teach English to Hokkien Peng. Huh? I soldier teach English to Hokkien Peng. He said, yeah. Because in the army that time, Jinchoy Hokkien Peng. So Jeff, you go in, all the male teachers, tapo male teacher, 25 years and below, all go in NS. Sani, teach English to Hokkien Peng. So I went in, very angry, unhappy. What's he catch? Teacher, nice, my soldier, yes sir, yes sir. Now I got to say yes sir, yes sir. And I went in the army. Then they saw this Jeffrey Gohan. Don't waste him as a teaching English. Because when I went in basic training, wow, I run fast, shoot straight, demonstrate leadership qualities. And my commander called, actually, said, Jeffrey Goh, huh? Don't make him language instructor. Yes, I so pale. He can fight. Why you make him a classroom teach English? So my commander says, no, this fellow, Jeffrey Goh, convert him. Wah. Convert him to become Siu Pa Ping. So Wai Ping, you all my friend in the classroom teach English. Lua ho, yeah. Uncle Siu Pa Ping climb up and down the hill. Right? Then he laugh, hey, Jeffrey Goh, tio leo. Everybody turn to your neighbor, say, God is great. Tell your neighbor, God is great. Because I Siu Pa Ping, right? They send me for officer cadet school. To officer. So after 1.5 years, Jeffrey Goh chilep chip. Not chilep chip, chilep here. Yeah. Second lieutenant, Jeffrey Goh. Then my friend on Nautiao, corporal. Now they see me, Mariksa! I say, good morning. Now Semangke Kiang. But God is good. So they convert me and make me, because my commander says, this fellow is like your papa. So I want to say, our master knows, God also knows, but and also God got planned for my life that because I Siu Pa Ping, I got rank. Then when I finish Sani Leo, Mindev says, how? You want to go back to school to be a teacher? Then I think, I think carry on army. We're not mad. Every morning, good morning, sir. Morning, sir. So I become Tan Jia Ping. I sign on. And I served SAF 22 years, Jichap Jini, 22 years, until Chilap Chimia Major. Yeah. And I never regret. I think it's a wonderful thing. Why? If I retire, Sichap go away. 45 years old, retire. Ayo. After that, I go pension. Ayo. Now everybody turned to your neighbor and said, not fair. Not fair. What kind of bin bo hwahi le? Tako go bo cho kang collect money. Habis medical orang cuma main heng, gocam yang tengok main heng. 5 cents also no need to pay. God is good, right? I tell you honestly, when you submit, I complain to God, why I kena army? But because I submit, I obedient, I work hard in army, I don't like, I don't want to join the army. Then officer consulate, do this, do that, I don't want to do, I disobey, I go in guard room and all that. Well, I will not become officer. I obey. Because an army, I know the most important discipline. Yes, sir. You got mission, you got your master. Semang chou tao. You follow. So I've learned by submission and obedience, God always reward us. By submission and obedience. So this is something very, very important. All of us in our lives, yes, we are God's army. We submit ourselves. What God has planned for us. He's planned for us. Poke ho one. Very good one. He has a plan for you, right? To prosper you, right? Not to harm you, to give you a future. And that's what he promised us for 2026. God promised us, Jeremiah 29:11. I want to give you a future. My plan is to prosper you, pope you, prosper you. And that's God's plan for us. But then what you need to do? You need to submit and be obedient. So submission, very important. And I must say this. So we need to ask God, not say, God, bless what I want to do. We don't pray that kind of prayer. God, what bless me, what I want to do. You should be praying, Lord, what do you want me to do? God, what do you want me to do? So this is when you ask God, what do you want me to do? Like this year, 2026, I ask God, God, kini, I already chit chap kau hui. April, actually April, what's it? Chit chap kau hui, 2079. Then I ask God, God, what do you want me to do? I'm not getting younger, but what do you want me to do? This new year, 2026, what do you want me to do? And I heard God clearly says, you are the wedding solemnizer. Cho ji chap goni. I marry off people 25 years. My license from the year 2000. Now 2026, right? So what end of this year, 31st December, end of December, why license expire liao? So ROM Mengwa ask me, do you want to renew your license? Another 5 years? Then I think, chi chap kao. Wow, by the time I retire, give up another 5 years, which I've got here. Then I ask God, God, what do you want me to do? God says, give up your license. I got a new project for you. I say, huh, what's a new project? He said, I want you to preach. Learn to preach in Hokkien. Huh? I said, beside lah, God. Hokkien, beside lah, God. What is he? Baba lang le, what come Hokkien away? Oh, I cannot lah, God cannot lah. Yeah, serious. God says, I want you to learn to preach in Hokkien. Because why? I want you to learn new things. New things. But see what Jin Lao Liao, I'm very old already, but learn new things. Then lo and behold, God sent this lady from Bethesda Cathedral. Call me, Uncle Jeff. I'm going to have a Christmas gospel service for all the Hokkien around Chai Chi. So far, 150 Hokkien Nang all turning up to for the party, Christmas party. Can you be our speaker? He said, I never preach Hokkien. I don't know. I just felt that God says, you are the one. Preach. I said, I don't know. I never preach it. I never. I said, don't worry. They all ape aso one. Do kong pasat e Hokkien isai. I said, isai. No need, big word. I said, but that some of the word will be how kong and Holy Spirit and Joh Kong. And all this one, you got part here. He said, don't worry. I sit in front of Tao Cheng. She will sit in front of the pastor, the Hokkien pastor. Anytime you don't know what that, you just put the microphone on my mouth. Then I will say in Hokkien for you. I said, unya, unya. And then she also said, my senior pastor will be there. Ha! Your senior pastor will be there. Wow, I always so nervous to see a senior pastor going to be there. So, Chapoyho, December, last month. So I'm telling my wife, no, I think I tell her, cannot. Hey, Jeff, if God says you try, you go and try, okay? So, Chapoyho, Chapchitho, we could not. Next morning. Next morning, I went to the church there. 150 ape aso, all taomo, all pepe one, all sit down there, all waiting. And I tell you, so I go there, the first few minutes, my heart dung 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 dung, but finally I did. And I preach a gospel message, and God is so good, the Holy Spirit, five of them, siongsin, yeah, so five of them believe Christ, God is so good. Then the senior pastor said, Jeff, you can. I said, yeah. Can. So now I'm going to tell Guakaki a church. We got Hokkien service, but I never preach there. So I'm going to tell the Hokkien pastor. Okay, now include me in. So lao liao. But lao means old means I cannot do anything. What lao liao? I'm old really. Nonsense. But no one ever hear that nonsense. You can speak, you can sleep, you can eat, and so on. Age is no matter. It's the master say, are you available or not? What we need today is availability. Are you available? If you are available, God can use you. You can have all the talent. You can play guitar. You can do drum. You can do everything, lead worship. But you're not available. Every time I ask you, oh yeah, busy. I'm busy. Where's that? You can have all the skill and the talent. Oh, young lady. This year, what are you available for? I'll reach out to the poor kids here for tuition. Can you once a week teach English here in the church? This is a family church. What are you doing to touch the lives of the neighborhood around here? Why am I asking you? Why are all the seats empty here? Why are the seats empty? So, very, very important. Jesus, our master, we serve him, and he has given us a mission. And so I have taken for my life verse, I mean, one verse that guides my life. That's why I chose Romans 12:11. And it says here, never be lacking in zeal. Keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Never be lacking in zeal. Zeal is passion. Zeal is passion. Never be lacking in zeal. Everything you do for the Lord, zealous, passion. If you are cooking for God, cook with passion. If you are teaching for God, teach with passion. Everything that you do, I see my half-dead, okay, like God, I do for you. Like, you know. Our God is an excellent God. See, none is true. Shangti, none is shangti. Our God. He is the God of the best. Everyone who serves must be the best. As a pastor, you serve, you are the best God has chosen you. God doesn't want half-baked, no. God wants you to serve with zeal. Keep your spiritual fervor, the love for God. Walk closely with God this new year. And then serve the Lord. Find one area, go to pastor, I'm available. This year, as I chose me, pastor say, go and wash dishes. After the makan breakfast, you go and throw the rubbish. It's nice, pastor. It's nice. It's like your word. It's like available. So I want to say, never be lacking in zeal. Don't let your spiritual drive or eagerness fade. Keep your spiritual fervor. Stay passionate and fervent in your spirit. And then you serve the Lord. This fervor should be directed towards serving God. So this is something you and I need to do. And then Colossians 3:23-24 says, whatever you do, work with it with all your heart as working for God, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Jesus Christ you are serving. And all of you workers, wait, all of you who work, you are still working, I retire, but you are those who are still working in your office. Remember, be salt and light. Your boss, when he compare you with the other non-Christian employees in a company, and they look at you the way you chokang, the way your attitude is, they will say, "Chile, bo siang le ye lang. This person bo siang." We must be different. Must be different. Why? If you keep on thinking, "I'm working for my company." No, you're working for God in the company. And there's a big difference. Because you're working for the master. Yeah. How many of you here, today I go to your office and I said, "You know, brother Desmond there, how you think of my friend Desmond?" And the boss said, "Oh, Desmond. I tell you, when I'm working from home, I just trust him. He run the whole office on my behalf. The guy is trustworthy. The guy, you see the way he work, he is not do things halfway one. He always do it very well. No, what will they say? Are you salt and light or not? When you are not there, is there a difference? You know, one way very clear, those of you who are working, if you don't go office that day, does your boss or your friends look for you? "Where is Desmond? Desmond, tell you. Today he didn't come to work. This office without him are different, you know." Yeah. Or, "Huh, Desmond didn't come. Thank God he didn't come. Hope he never come back." "Well, in my life, he's a bugger, he's a horrible fellow." And like that, I look too long. That one, you definitely not salt and light. I think you vinegar. Look chore. Hey, come see. Sometimes, you know, when you come to church, this church, whether you come to church or not, if people, you don't come, you 3 months, you don't come to, nobody knows. Then you know, whether you come or not, nobody look for you. Because you make no impact. Our brother sitting down there, he was sick for 1.5 months. And today everybody go to, "Hey brother, are you welcome back. Or I sit down there, I said, "That man, he has got something." Although he's not, he's 10 years older than uncle. Hey, 10 years. Now he's in good night, but okay. But Eli, he come. Do you understand? No? Excuse me. Are you making a difference or not? And that is the reason why you and I, we need to be passionate. We need to make a difference when we choke up. Finally, in concussion, I see your face. Old man, I can go home very hungry. The second one is our mission. And Jesus' mission for all of us, very simple. Preach the gospel, and this is taken from Matthew 28. Jesus' great commission, make disciples of all the nation by sharing the gospel, teaching faith, baptizing believers, all the while embodying God's Christ's love to service, justice, and also to participate in sharing the gospel. So we need to share the gospel. The mission, our mission is sharing the gospel so that people know the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is something very important. Many of you think of mission. Mission is go far away. Good. I think you should consider. But not everybody is called to be a missionary far away. Sometimes your mission is lu kaki elang. Your mission is your laobu, your mother who is not a Christian. Your mission is your sister-in-law, brother. Chinese New Year, I leo. The Chinese New Year is coming. Sometimes we meet our relative 1 year, one time. How about you right now, before next month, you ask God, "God, give me one relative, one auntie, one uncle, one cousin, that this Chinese New Year, I will make an effort to invite him to come to church, or invite her to come to church." Can you do that, Chilean? I didn't ask you to invite 100 people. One person. Ask God to open your spiritual eyes and see, "God, lead me to someone I can share Jesus with. Because I want to obey you, my master, who says, go out and win soul. Proclaim the gospel." Can you do that? Sometimes you go office, you go, every day you go out eat with this person. And then you go and eat lunch with the person. You talk about everything. You talk about Donald Trump. You talk about everything. But you never, one word also. You never let your friend know that you are good. You don't even say grace. In front of him, you might compensate. You just eat lah. Turn to your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, say, you are not a secret agent. Tell anyone. Something you are 007 and a half. Huh? They are Christians. There are no secret Christians. You are either a believer or you are not. And it's very simple. The man quiz we. The food comes, the choke comes, you want to eat. Afterwards, you go lunch at hawker center, you sit down, you just close your eyes, and you'll be surprised. How many people will say, excuse me, you Christian? Yes, yes. Then you just chit-chat. At the end, you say, excuse me, because the person talking, wow, this year, I don't know my job have or not. All right. Then you, what do you do? Can I pray for you? Even Muslims say, Esai. I pray for so many Muslims, and I pray in Malay some more. Mari kita doa. Ini bagus ni apa? You understand what I'm talking about? Just say grace only. Kau leau. People will know you are a Christian. So this is where I challenge you this year. Cannot be the same lah. Tak ni, every year you are the same. No up, no down, no move, stay stationary. But it's like they go forward. Far, go. Going. Going is an active word. No, going, going. No, but the engine you switch off there. Liao lah, serious. I tell you, serious. You're all young. I look at you, so young. So this is where I challenge you, New Year 2026. Win one soul for Christ. Fill the chairs, just like that. So when I come back the next time, I see every seat taken. Can you grow the church? You go far not for nothing. You want to grow the church. Bring people to Christ, minister to them. So that's our mission. And I think this is a very simple, very important mission. So we need, in essence, the Christian mission is to join God in his work of redeeming and restoring the world and to reflect his love and glory in every aspect of life. Do we want to reflect God's love? And I want to say to you in conclusion, just one thing. But serving the master, doing the master's mission, the most important thing is, why are we doing all this? How should we do all this? And I want to share with you the very important principle, is that whether you eat or drink, whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. The one purpose in life that you and I have, one only, is to glorify God in all that we do. A lot of people ask you, what's your purpose in life? Oh, my purpose in life. If you don't want to say so many things, just say one thing. The purpose of my life, why I'm still alive, why I'm on this earth, I only got one purpose. One purpose. Don't ever forget for the year 2026. Only purpose I have in life is this. Whether you eat or drink, whatever lucho you do, do it all for the glory of God. We do it for the glory of God. We do it for the glory of God. He says, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Psalms 102 and 3 says, worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful song. Know the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people. We are the sheep of his pastures. We glorify God. Why are you married? Because I want to glorify God. Why are you a teacher? Because I want to glorify God. Why you work in this company? Because I want to glorify God. Why you go to church? Because I want to glorify God. Everything you do is God glorified. So after church, you go back home and your behavior at home, and your mother said, well, look, bo siang le. Before you become Christian, now cho Christian, look, bo siang, you are different. And I must say, last time you very, little bit only you get angry, but now I don't see you getting angry so often. God is glorified. Your mother look at you and say, you have changed. You have been transformed. God is glorified. And then today you buy back, you know your mother like to eat something, and then you pass by the shop, hey, God, then you buy. Mom, for you, Say, "Are you come here? Thank you." Is God glorified? Yes. Is God glorified? Yes. I promise you, I tell you serious. My wife coming up the staircase, and I going down because I'm coming here, and then my wife come out, and then on the landing there, what did I do? God saw. God saw. I hugged my wife. I kissed her. Before I left. Is she happy? Happy. Is God glorified? Yes, God is glorified. Do you understand? Excuse me. Wait. Everything we do in life, just remember one thing. I'll say a lot of things. Glorify God. The purpose of my life is to glorify God. And so this church must exist to glorify God. Okay? So be salt and light. Remember, go. Father, go. Father, going, Father. Make it be our mission this year. And that this is a year of transformation, that you transform. And that's my challenge for you. Okay? So with that, let's pray. Father God, thank you, Father, for your message today. I pray and commit all my brothers and sisters to you, Lord Jesus, from Praise EFC, that even as they hear your word, Lord, the word will not just bounce off them, but the word will penetrate their hearts, and they will make a personal mission this year to glorify God in everything that they do, whether they are studying, whether they are working, whether they are retired, whatever they are, Lord, or wherever they are, that they will choose to glorify God. I pray for all my brothers and sisters in Christ here. They will always remember they are serving you, the Master, Lord Jesus, and they all have a mission, and they're to proclaim the gospel to those who do not know you, and also to be salt and light for you and to glorify you. Lord, we pray that all members here in this church, including myself, all of us, that we will choose, Lord, that this new year, 2026, will be a year in which we choose. We choose, Lord, to glorify you. We choose to bring glory to you in all that we do. And we commit this to you in Jesus' precious name. And God's people say, amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you.